Yo, what's up? It's Overslept. Chris Laker. It's 11:37 a.m. And I've been up. I actually got up and Jacqueline wanted breakfast, so we got breakfast before I recorded. Sorry. So I'm awake. I had a cup of coffee, had some breakfast. I just packed, ready to get on the road back to New York City. So last night also great. Cleveland is fun. I mean, I've only seen about six blocks of it, but those six blocks, pretty good. I don't know what the rest of it's like, but everybody here seems to be pretty proud of it. Everywhere there's everybody's wearing Cleveland everything. You know, I guess because we need a baseball stadium, but not everybody was going to the game. There's a bunch of people going to the game, but a bunch of people not going to the game. Everybody's repping their city in the city. I don't think that happens. I guess it happens in New York as well. People have New York t-shirts that live. They'll have neighborhood t-shirts. Brooklyn t-shirts are more. People love Brooklyn more than any part of New York. That's a little obnoxious. But that's branding. So I got to get out of here soon because I got an 8-hour drive ahead of me. And I want to get back at a decent time. Let's just see what's going on. Sunday news. Let's just check it out. You know, there's all sorts of... I'm sure there's all sorts of Trump stuff. I haven't checked on it this morning, but he's a big whatever. Let's see here, top of the news, breaking news. Chipotle says most of its restaurants were infected with credit stealing malware. Credit cards. What? Oh no! I ate a Chipotle yesterday. A big Cleveland favorite. Well, this baseball game, all the restaurants were full. So we just got some Chipotle. Today announced that it identified malware was responsible for credit card hack earlier this year. Alongside the news, it released a new tool to help customers check whether the restaurant they visited was involved. Well, who remembers which Chipotle they went to? The malware search to... Man. You can't go anywhere. Who's attacking Chipotle? Damn Russians. Police say eight people are dead, including deputy sheriff, after shooting in Mississippi. Oh no. This is tragic. Police say eight people are dead, including deputy sheriff, after shooting a Mississippi suspect in custody. And that's all there is. I don't know who the suspect is. I guess they're not saying. Well, don't shoot people. Our hearts go out to those in Mississippi. Lawyer arrested for allegedly telling rape victim she'd be deported if she testified. Lawyers are shit. Except for those lawyers that went to help people at the airport during that Muslim ban business. There's some good lawyers, but Jesus. At least now he's arrested. I wonder how lawyers do in jail. They probably do all right because everybody wants legal advice in there. Women who kicked German shepherds sentenced to jail time, banned from owning pets. Absolutely. Kicked a German shepherd's a big dog. I want to know why she kicked it. I'm not saying there's any reason to kick a dog. I love animals, but if kicking an animal, pleaded guilty in Orange County Court. animal cruelty, sentenced to 34 days in jail, 3 years probation. I mean, not being able to own a pet, that's a pretty tough sentence. You know, it's people with anger issues need pets, but she's kicking them. It's quite a quandary. Is that right? Quandary? Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not a good show, but yeah, it's Sunday. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm always, again, I'm afraid, because listen, I performed in front of over 1,000 people this weekend somewhere, you know, and loved by all of them. I feel like they're going to, there's getting, I don't know how many love me, but people like me. I feel like they come over to this website, they're going to say, oh, what's this? He's doing it every day. That sounds great. And then they're like, this is shit. Sorry. It's not all gold. I need to do that. I need to say this like every episode, but it's the good people of Cleveland should know that they're, go listen to This Week in Jack, and that says a lot of work put into that. There's actually no work put into that, but at least it's structured and it's funny. Greg Allman died. The Allman Brothers. You know, if you know who that is. Very 69 years young, but he lived a good life. He did a lot of shit. Let's see. I wouldn't have thought he was. The guy looked a bit older than that, I thought. Anyway, it's like Joe Biden. That guy looks like he's. Well, he looks old, but he's like so full of life. Looks like he could run a marathon or something. Police swoop on garden party where song mocking the death of Osama bin Laden was played. I don't know what this is. This is Cambridge, UK. No thanks. No offense to you there, Rob and Brighton. But I don't need no British news. American news is bad enough. Child thrown from slide on California water park.
Unbelievable.
Park's opening day. Unbelievable, you say, Jacqueline Novak. Let's see who. Well, let's see. If it's another child, then child on child violence is expected.
Thrown.
Oh, no, maybe you're wrong. I thought thrown meant. Jacqueline's saying thrown means. Well, maybe
someone's thrown from a car.
Opening day, a new California drastic turn when a 10-year-old boy was thrown from the water slide on Saturday. I guess you're right. I thought it was like another person threw this kid, but
just no, they put that in the active tense.
Okay.
In the active.
Okay.
It's a boy throws boy over
a run. Right. All right. Well, you know, these, it's a chance you take, I guess. All those amusement parks and water slides look. I stay away from them, of course, because I will not take off my shirt, and I'm not going to be the guy wearing a t-shirt going down there either. You know, you can't win. Unless you're okay with your body, in which case, oh, fuck you. Who are you to be okay with your body? I don't like those people. Body positive? No, be ashamed. Cover yourself. Why should I be the only one that suffers? 79-foot blue whale killed by... Everything's killing. What is some nice... Greg Allman's dead. The whale's dead. This kid's getting thrown. The dog's getting kicked. Everybody at Chipotle is getting robbed. Father and son arrested after pipe bomb found in car outside Oklahoma car house. Courthouse, I mean.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least this is a story about a father and son together doing something, making a car bomb or a pipe bomb. It was in the car. In Oklahoma, father and son were arrested Wednesday morning after investigators discovered two pipe bombs in the Creek County Courthouse. Okay. The investigators, okay, Barry Nicholas and Christopher Nicholas. Here they are. They don't look like, they look like they're white people. There's, I think when people hear about bombs, there's the kind of people, they're like, I hope it's Muslim. And it's like, I hope it's not Muslim. I'm a hope it's not Muslim guy. That's just me. You're hoping for one. There's the people that are like, yeah, you see? And there's people like, either one's yeah, you see. But you just kind of like, because when it's a Muslim, then it's all this fucking crazy anti-Muslim shit going down. And when it's white people, everybody's like, people do shit. Even I think if it was bomb related, I think you could go pretty much anything but Muslim. I think you could be, if you're Asian, like a Japanese person, if like a Japanese American father and son, people wouldn't know what to do with that because that's pretty unusual for them to have pipe bombs. Or a black father and son, I think you still wouldn't be, because you would. You'd be like, because they're not Muslim. If they're not Muslim, I think it's easy to be like, people do shit. That's what I think. If you think all the Muslims should be banned from the country, then that's, we're not going to solve it here right now. Think your thing. I'll think my thing. Just don't post about it online. I don't post about it. Don't post about it. Or tweet. Like, the Muslim, that's kind of annoying. All right, I got to go. Drive back to New York City. Don't have plenty of time. I got to get on the road. No. We're good. You can snooze in the car. Snooze in the car. We're going to go. I will. This isn't business for the podcast. All right? I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you. Oh, yeah, and I won't be able to put this up till late. So it's not up till I get home. So it probably won't be up till like 11 o'clock at night or something. Just so you know.
Just put it in.
Okay. I don't have time. All right. That's it. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.